Today's scripture reading is from Romans chapter 8, verse 18 to 28.
我们选读经文是罗马书第8章18至28节。
We will read this together, first in English, then in Chinese.
我们一起读先用英文读完中文读出。
Please join me. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse, but with eager hope. The creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. And we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us, as a foretaste for future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he has promised us. We were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. But if we look forward to something we don't have yet, we must wait patiently and confidently. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows that the Spirit is saying, where the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them.
罗马书第8章18至28节，我们一起去读。 我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。 受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来，因为受造之物伏在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，而是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今。不但如此， 就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候着儿子的名分，乃是我们身体得赎。我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。 况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只有圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words. Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson. The title is More Resources for Handling Suffering. Let's pray. Lord, as we see this nice spring day, we do ask for your help to trust in you more and more.
主在今天的美好的春天的早上，我们的崇拜当中，我们祈求更加多你的帮助。
We know there's a lot happening that's very concerning around the world and around the block.
我们知道这个世界上 是有很多事我们要为你去为到要祈求。
And so may we have your comfort, the comfort of your comforter, the Holy Spirit, and may the truth of your word teach us well today.
求你的圣灵去安抚我们的心，让我们的心去聆听你的道，去明白。
We pray, Lord, that we be filled with your love and your holiness.
让我们的心充满着你的爱和你的荣耀。
And that we would be willing to repent and believe once again in your good news.
好叫我们以这个心愿意的去悔改，去追求你。
That Jesus does save sinners like ourselves.
耶稣基督去拯救我们这班的罪人。
So please call people to yourself and call people closer to you now.
让我们去对去听你的话语，让我们去悔改。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
咁祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
Well, if you were with us last time, we've been looking at a very familiar passage to many of us.
如果在星期日当中你同我哋一起嘅崇拜，你哋要一起睇到就系话我哋睇圣经入边我哋好熟悉嘅经文。
And as I mentioned in before the last sermon, part of this sermon, this is an exposition from Tim Keller.
咁我都讲过上次话呢个今次嘅讲道都系Tim Keller 牧师嘅讲道。
Who had a sermon based on a bigger portion of Romans chapter
8. And
if you recall, we've been looking at resources from the text itself to help us to deal with suffering.
我们过星期当中看的就是我们怎样去看到圣经里面教导我们有什么的资源去帮助我们去看处理苦痛痛楚。
We've already discovered from Romans chapter 8 that praying to God the Father is a very key resource.
过星期当中我睇就话我哋要去父神去祈祷，一个好重要关键嘅资源，点样去解决我人生当中嘅苦楚。
We also learned, and you just read, that the Spirit of God helps us in our communicating to God through prayer.
亦都过星期当中我睇就话。我哋要去祈求，透过祈祷当中，点样去同神同圣灵帮助我哋，点样同神有一个关系。
But there are two other key resources found here in Romans 8.
但有另外两种嘅资源好紧要嘅关键，我哋要睇到。
The first, as you'll see on slide 2, is resting in God as King.
而第二样就系话，我睇下就话，点样我哋去将我哋嘅人去安抚喺神嘅命当中，去得到呢个力量。
And that's alluded to in verse 28, as you see there on the screen. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who's been called according to His purpose. That's from the New International Version.
咁就系我着重会睇第28节嗰个当中就话，我们万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Now often that verse is pulled out of context.
我睇呢一节嘅时候，我哋喺一个内容大嘅量当中去睇呢一节。
And many have misunderstood what verse 28 is actually saying.
但好多人佢其实系错误嘅了解咁呢个罗马书第八章二十八节佢讲嘅嘢。
So let me give you a literal.Or a word-for-word translation of verse 28.
咁我哋去睇就话，究竟呢个第二十八节嘅当中，佢其实系讲乜嘢咧
？It says there, for those loving Him, that's God. God works together all things into good for those loving Him.
如果话以字眼逐只去睇嘅时候，呢句说话即系话，神系为到爱佢嘅人。神咧会将所有嘅事会做互相嘅去帮助，为到个最后嘅好处。
And the focus of our understandings on that phrase in the second part, God works together all things into good.
入边当中讲到就话神系会将所有嘅万事系互相嘅效力、互相嘅帮助，为到最后嘅好嘅益处。
You see what Paul is saying.What God is saying through Paul is bad things are going to happen to you.
神就透过保罗去讲就话，人生入边当中有唔好嘅事会发生。
Whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, bad things, because the world is fallen and gone against God, will happen to you.
入边讲就话，就算我哋作为基督徒，有好事有唔好嘅事，唔好事都会喺我哋基督徒当中会发生。
And the bad things that happen to you are really bad.
而嗰啲唔好事嘅事当中发生喺我哋生命当中系真系唔好嘅事。
For instance, death is bad. It's not good.
例如例子就系话死亡，死亡系唔好嘅，死亡系会发生喺人嘅身上。
Being in ill health, being sick is not good. It's bad.
人生入边当中会有疾病，疾病系唔好，会喺我哋生命上发生。
But God uses those bad things, and in the end.In the end of all things,
但神会系用呢啲唔好嘅事，都会喺发生我哋人嘅身上，但系为着我哋整个人嘅益处，会俾呢啲事去发生。
In the end of those things, He will enhance your joy in the new heavens and new earth.
虽然有呢啲唔好嘅事会系发生，但系喺最终嘅当中，为着呢个益我哋人生嘅益处，嗰啲嘢我哋会最后会有个新天新地。
So do you get a better handle on that verse, verse 28, what it's saying?
所以我们去着重去看这一节28节的当中。
We don't want to wish on anyone any bad things, right?
但我们不是说期望就是说人会有些不好的事发生在他身上。
But as believers, as followers of Jesus, we accept those bad things.
但我们作为基督徒的我们要去接受我们人生当中是会有苦楚有不好的事发生在我们的身上。
We accept them, but we acknowledge they're really bad because that's not the way it's supposed to be.
我们会接受会明白是的这些事是会发生我们基督徒的身上。
There is sickness and death in this world because of us. We are sinners.
因为我们人是一个罪人我们是会有疾病是会有死亡。
It wasn't like that prior to the fall of humanity.
在人堕落之前这些事是不会有发生。
You see,Because we sinned and went against God, God cursed the ground. So you sweat and you labor hard for your work.
但因为我人的犯罪，我们堕落，我人是受到咒诅，我们要去流汗，才有得做工，有糊口。
And as you mothers know very, very, very well,
我们
the agonizing pain.In childbirth,
好似你妈妈会你要知道佢哋会要生 B B 系一个好痛苦嘅一个经历。
Those things were not in the creation prior to the fall of humanity, prior to sin.
所以人生当中嘅痛苦同埋死亡喺个人生堕落人堕落之前系冇发生。
So death, decay, crumbling, aging.Is bad.
所以人生当中入边嘅苦楚，有呢个疾病，有呢个衰落，喺呢个系会有系唔好嘅事系会发生。
And what Paul says, all these things can happen to you too, Christian.
而保罗就着重佢刚才话，呢啲所有唔好嘅事都会喺作为基督徒嘅生命上会发生。
You're not exempt from the fallenness of this world.
唔系话我作为基督徒唔好嘅事就唔会发生喺我哋身上
，because As God spells out in the New Testament, the wages of sin is death.
因为保罗讲就话都话罪的工价乃是死，因为我哋犯罪，死亡系一个呢个嘅惩罚。
That's why everything decays and returns to dust. You know that burnt out car that's in that vacant lot around the block is going to be there, but it will eventually return to dust.
我人生会有死亡，最后嘅会化为灰粉。会散去，好似一个车去烧咗一样，最后烧晒啦，都会变成一个灰尘。
And sadly to say, as you get older, you look in a mirror, you're returning to dust.
我即系就算我哋人生入边，我睇下块镜，我人会慢慢嘅会衰老。
So a proper understanding of Romans 8:28 is comforting because it will give you what you need: rest.
但是当我看28次的时候其实给到我们一个的安慰就是就算在人生当中有不好的事发生神是最后用这些事会怎样去帮助我们 去做好。
When I mentioned about context, you'll see context on slide 3, verse 35 of the same chapter. Paul puts things into context, right? He says, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship?Or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?
在第三这个看到就是说在罗马书第八章第35节讲的话 谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝了隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是极危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Isn't that a list a lot of bad stuff?
这些是不是所有很多不好的事会发生在人身上呢？
That happened to the Apostle Paul. He's a Christian.
这些不好的事是发生在使徒保罗的生命当中。
And so that's an example of reading the scriptures in its context. Take the context to understand certain verses in the Bible.
所以当我们看圣经的时候，我们要看清楚，不可以只是看一段的时候，我们要看整个总括的生命当中的内容。
You see, this is a resource to deal with suffering. You know why? Because half of our agony and suffering is we're surprised. We're surprised that this is happening.
我们很多时候，当我们看我们生命当中，很多事不好事的发生的当中，在当中的身上，我们很多时候觉得很惊讶的会发生。
And God through the Apostle Paul said, "Why are you surprised? I told you."
保罗同你讲就话，你点解会咁惊讶咧？唔好事发生喺身上。
In fact, look at my son Jesus. Everything happened to Jesus, and a servant is not above his master, right?
哇！就算我睇我哋嘅主耶稣基督，佢系一个主人。
All that bad stuff happened to Jesus.
甚至耶稣基督唔好嘅事，所有嘅嘢都唔好嘅事都会发生喺佢身上。
In fact, far, far, far worse than your suffering.
而佢嘅唔好嘅事发生喺身上，仲多过喺你嘅身上。
So why in the world do you think that those things wouldn't happen to you?
所以就话，如果唔好嘅事都能够发生喺耶稣身上，点会我哋作为基督徒唔会有唔好事嘅发生呢？
So the comforting thing about knowing that is you're ready for it. Anything can happen to you.
所以当我哋睇呢句嘅二十八节嘅时候，其实一个安慰话俾我哋知，我哋作为基督徒，唔好嘅事系会发生喺我哋身上。
Here's another reason why we don't take that well. Because when things work well, we don't realize that it's God's doing. When things go well, it's God's doing. It's going against the decay.
我哋好多时可能唔会察觉到点解，因为我哋会觉得，哦，我哋人生当中里边，有好嘅事发生，系因为我自己做好。
See, God is working things together. He's working all things into good collectively at the end.
但其实我哋人生当中有好嘅事发生，都系神入边当中嘅保守去帮助我哋。
Now I'll unpack that in a moment, but let me say, give you the main point. The main point.Of what Paul is saying in Romans 8, this portion of Romans 8 is this. If anything is working together for good, it's God doing that.
所以当中所讲就话，就算在人生当中有好的事发生，都是神当中里面去保守我们，给我们有好的事发生。
If something goes wrong, what do you do today in this modern world? You know what people do today?
所以在现今的世界上，如果有不好的事发生在当中的时候，当中人会怎样去面对呢？
If something's not going right, we look for someone to blame.
现今的世代会觉得，啊，有事不好的事发生在我们身上，我们要找人去负责，找人去责骂。
In this modern world, we look for somebody to blame. We say, I'm going to sue you.
就说，哦，有些事是在我身上不对的，我要去控告人家。
And why do we say that in this modern world? It's because we believe it's normal. It's normal.Fault of thinking, it's normal for things to go right.
因为我们会觉得人自然的，我们人生里面应该是有好的生命。
We think if things are going right, it's normal.
我会觉得这个是自然的，我们人生里面当中是应该有一个好的生命。
And if things are going wrong, the world says you find somebody to blame.
但如果有什么事不好事发生，我们要找人去负责。
But that's not what the Bible says.
但这个不是圣经所讲的说话。
Christians look at what the Bible says and knows that truth, the truth is opposite to that.
但是这个圣经不是这样去讲，我们要去明白。
Because Christians who read their Bible and understand by the power of the Holy Spirit know that. Christians believe it's normal for things to fall apart.
但我们作为基督徒，我们需要去明白，就是说这个世界有不好的事会发生在我们的身上，这个世界是会慢慢的去衰退。
Because that's what Romans 8 is talking about.
这个就是罗马书第八章所讲的说话。
Things fall apart, things decay, things decline. That's the normal, That's the natural thing because of the fall of humanity.
因为人的犯罪, 所有的事都会是衰退衰落，每个世界都是这样。
And as I mentioned before, you don't have to look very far, just look in the mirror.
我们不需要看很远的, 譬如说只是去看一块镜。
You know, cosmetics can do a lot of things, right? Cosmetics are wonder, right?
我知道化妆可以化得很漂亮。
They can hide your blemishes, but they can't stop them.
人的是会衰老，但化妆可以化到30岁变20岁。
And people in a place like New York, modern New York, think it's normal. We think it's normal for things to go well.
但我们作为在，譬如说住在一个纽约的当中，我们觉得应该我们人生里面有个好的生命。
And we're just like the world. We say, oh, things don't go right, then I'm blaming you.
所以说我们在世界上，我们觉得有什么事不好在我发生身上，我们要控告人家，指责人家。
I got to find somebody to blame because things aren't going right.
一定是哪个搞到我这样，所以我就有什么问题了。
As you see on slide 4, modern Christians ought to think it's normal for things to fall apart because that's what the Bible says.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们需要去明白，就是说这个世上，这个世界是会慢慢的衰落。
And therefore that leads to our rest in God because if something's going well, we praise the Lord. We thank Him.
反而我们作为基督徒应该就说这件事在好景发生在我们身上的时候，我们应该反而去感谢神。
You know, if you're relatively healthy today, don't be fooled into thinking that's normal.
作为我们人的生命当中，我们健康，觉得我们几好不错。 不是说这个觉得应该我们的人生是变健康。
Because being in good health isn't normal in a decaying, fallen world.
其实在这个破碎的世界当中，我们人生里面人的保持这个健康其实不是一个正常。
Because the reality is things fall apart.
因为正常来讲，我们人生的健康应该慢慢的衰退。
But thankfully, God is working and keeping your body together for good.
但反而的就是因为我们要去感谢神，因为是神去帮助我们保持着我们身体的健康。
And it's God who's doing that. He gets the praise. He gets the thanks.
是神的帮助，是我们应该去感谢神，去维持我们的生命。
And if things are going together for good for you now, it's God that's doing that.
我们生命当中是互相的效力，去给到我们人生里面的成长，是因为神的帮助，我们要感谢神。
Maybe somebody hugged you this morning and say, you're special. Thank the Lord for that.
可能今早上有人跟你说，你不错，今天挺好。如果人这样听到的时候，你应该是感谢神。
Because the norm in a world gone against its maker is what? Broken relationships, selfishness, pride.
因为我们人当中，我们正常的人同神的关系，我们会很有自私，我们充满着这个自大。
And the norm for a sinful heart is to put yourself first.
我们人的罪性，我们会觉得我们要把我们自己是第一位。
And we say, I'll love you if you return that for me.
我们很自然的时候觉得就是说，既然你去爱我的时候，我会爱回你。
We shouldn't be surprised the divorce rate is 50%.
所以我们不会应该觉得我们美国的离婚率又是50%，其实是不出奇。
Because the natural order in a sinful, fallen world is things fall apart.
因为其实很自然的就是说，人与人之间的关系或者这个世界都是一个堕落的世界。
And if you're in a healthy, good relationship right now, thank the Lord.
所以人生当中有好的关系的时候，我们需要去感谢神。
Because it's His doing, it's His grace that's enabling that.
因为我们有好的关系当中，是因为神的去帮助我们，所以我们要去感谢神。
And we should be telling ourselves, when things are going well, it's God's grace being displayed. So that the world can see that the Lord lives.
所以有好的事发生，有好的关系当中，我们要去感谢神，要俾人睇到。所以人可以，所以我们作为基督徒嘅，可以去感谢神，人哋都系能够睇到。
And if that would be your attitude every day, how different your life will be.
所以我有呢个感谢嘅心，我哋应该系每天每日都系咁样嘅。
Because as verse 5 will show you, it's only at the end of things, at the end of time. At the end of what we know as this place, says Romans 8:28, that God works together all things into good for those who love Him.
所以在罗马书第8章28节讲到说，所以神会叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人会得有益处。
It really doesn't say he makes bad things good.
神沒有說過,聖經裡面說的話,
what he's saying in Romans 8:28 is he brings good things out of the bad.
而意思就是說,神就會將意味著有好的事從這個壞的事當中去提出來。
Or let me put it this way, an old cliche in English, the Bible does not say every cloud has a silver lining.
聖經沒有說的就是說,在每一件,意味著說,每一件不好的事當中會有一個好的東西帶出。
And Romans 8:28 isn't saying that bad things are really a blessing in disguise.
聖經沒有說的就是說,不好的事其實是一個祝福。
It's not saying this looks bad, but if you just look at it a little differently, it's pretty good.
聖經沒有說的話,這事有不好的事發生,但你看另一面,其實這些不好的事都是好事來的,聖經不是這樣說。
You can't conclude that because you can't find that in the Bible. It doesn't say that.
聖經沒有這樣說過。
How do you explain, for example, Jesus' attitude as he approaches his friend's tomb, Lazarus in John?
好像耶稣当时去拉撒路的坟墓的时候,
Lazarus is a good friend of Jesus. So Jesus is saddened that Lazarus is dead.
耶稣知道拉撒路死了,他很伤心。
And Jesus, in the narrative, is walking towards the tomb where the dead body of Lazarus lies.
当耶稣去到他的尸体的前面。
So let me ask you, why isn't Jesus smiling?
圣经里说耶稣有微笑,为什么微笑呢?
Doesn't he know he's going to raise Lazarus from the dead?
耶稣基督是不是不知道他自己会去叫拉撒路去死而复生呢?
Why isn't Jesus saying in the scriptures, well, you know, it looks bad, but it's not really that bad?
耶稣基督没有说,死亡看起来好像不好,但是又好像很好。
In fact, I'm going to show the world who I am and raise him from the dead.
圣经没有说,耶稣基督说,让我去给世界看到,我怎样去有个奇迹,给人家看到。
And everybody's going to get so excited, and Mary Martha's going to be so happy and joyful. He doesn't say that.
圣经没有说,耶稣基督很开心地知道拉撒路死了。
He doesn't say it looks bad, but it's really good. He doesn't say that.
他没有说,看起来好像死亡很好,但是应该就会好了。他没有这样说过。
And you know why he doesn't? Because death and decay is bad.
因为耶稣基督知道,人生的死亡是真的不好的事。
Because the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价就是死。
And the world is crumbling. Death and decay is the norm.
人生当中有死亡,这是一个正常的事会发生。
And Jesus is not smiling because he hates death.
耶稣基督没有微笑,为什么? 因为他是憎恨死亡。
And it's so bad that even though he's going to bring good out of it, he will not smile.
虽然耶稣基督知道会用这个死亡,将拉撒路拯救出来去复生,但他没有这样的微笑。
If you're familiar with that portion of the Bible, that narrative, you know what Jesus does. He weeps. He's angry at death.
当你看经文的时候,你知道耶稣基督当时很伤心,很哭痛。
So it's an illusion to say if you were just enlightened, like the Buddha says, right? You see everything is okay.
我们不是说看好像佛经一样去看,就说不好的事都会其实是好事。
Because it's not. It's not okay.
在基督教来看,就说不好事是真的不好的事。
As you see on slide 6, Jesus came into this world and experienced death himself, and experienced suffering.
耶稣基督来到这个世上去经历过这个痛苦。
And he does that so that at the end of time, he could end evil and suffering without ending you.
他去经历过人生的痛苦,他自己去经历,好叫我们日后将来不需要去经过这件事。
And he came here to die on the cross for our sins.
耶稣基督来到这个世上去经历这个痛苦,去经历这个死亡。
Because the scriptures make clear, he was the sinless one. He dies for payment of your sin penalty.
圣经我清楚说,就说他为到我们众人的罪去死。
And he's able to do that because he obeyed God the Father perfectly for you.
他能够做到,因为他完全地遵守神的诫命。
Because you won't. You won't do that. You won't obey God perfectly.
因为我们不能够去遵循神的诫命,而反而耶稣基督他能够完全地遵守。
And Jesus hates the evil. He hates the darkness. He hates the suffering. He hates the death.
耶稣基督他憎恨死亡，憎恨呢个苦楚。
But those things are our fault.
但那些是因为我们的罪，是因为我们的犯罪。
Place God's curse upon humanity.
神是耶稣基督去背起这个苦楚，为了我们。
So as you'll see on slide 7, what does the Apostle Paul mean when he says all things together for good?
所以就说，当我们看，保罗所说的是什么意思呢？在28节。
Let me be absolutely clear. The total final effect of all bad things that are happening to you will in the end somehow enhance your joy in the new heavens and new earth.
意思就是说，当这所有不好的事发生，不好的事，但是我们将去看人生最后的当中的时候，就会怎样去互相的效力，会给到我们人生里面当中有益处。
Can you picture and imagine a world that you're living in? Again, you're going to have a resurrected body too. It's body and soul. Body's important. You're going to have a resurrected body. There's no more decay. No more death. Imagine that.
就说当我们最后的耶稣基督会再来回来的时候，我们有一个新天新地，我们有一个身体。
And Paul's saying, picture that, because in the end, that's yours, believer. If you love the Lord, that's yours, because all things together work for good.
他说，所有的事最终的都是为着最终的益处而去发生。
Again, Romans 8:28 isn't saying, well, something can happen bad to me, but I know it's going to turn out for good in a week or two. Just give God some time.
圣经不是这么说，有什么不好的事发生在我身上，但是过一两个星期会有好的事发生。
Because it might not in this life turn into good.
但不是说在我们人生当中今世会这样发生。
And that goes against the grain of our thinking, doesn't it?
我们要去想想。
Because we love the movies, we love the books, we love the stories where the bad situation turns into good and is a happy ending. We love that. We flock, we spend our hard-earned money to see movies about that.
我们会可能很喜欢看电视节目或者看电影，有不好的事发生，但最后有个美好的结局。
Right, somebody breaks their leg, and it's a bad accident, and they miss the important job interview. And so now that's opportunities lost.
好像说一个，譬如一个故事，有个人跌断了一只脚，因为跌断了一只脚就不可以去见工，见不到这份工，得不到这份工作。
But as that person's lying in the hospital and in pain, some they meet this nurse or this doctor and they fall in love and they get married and you live happily ever after.
但是他跌断了脚，他去了医院。 但在医院当中见到一个他喜欢的护士或者医生，而最后他们就有情人终成眷属了。
And because we are bombarded with that type of thinking, we think Romans 8:28 says that.
我们其实会不会就这样想，就说罗马书的第8章28节就是这样讲呢？
But it's not saying that.
圣经不是这样去讲。
It's saying at the end of time, when all things are done in this fallen world, we're going to see God bringing about a great sinking. Sinking as in S-Y-N-C-I-N-G, sinking of all things together.
圣经不是这样讲，圣经就讲到说，最后的是有不好的事会发生，但是最终最后的神会就是怎样去透过不同的事的发生，会有成会带出好的结果。
And in the end, God has made things greater and more glorious than they would have been otherwise without that hardship and suffering.
所以说最终的，在真天真地当中有好的事会发生。
Because God is infinitely wise, he knows the beginning from the end.
因为神是全知的，他知道最初，也知道最后会什么事发生。
And in the end of things, he will bring about the good.
而在人生最后的当中的时候，神主耶稣基督再回来的时候，会有好的事会发生。
As you'll see on slide 8, we can't understand the suffering. That's why it's frustrating. We can't understand why it's happening.
所以我在人生当中的时候，我们很多时不明白为什么有苦楚。
And you can find rest if you're willing to start to rest in God and not in your own agenda.
在人生的当中，我们需要去是把我们的生命摆在神度，不是摆在我们自己当中。
Because our understanding of God's agenda for our lives often is misunderstood.
因为我们很多时候不能够明白神的究竟是在我们生命当中是怎样。
And the result of misunderstanding what God's purposes are for us results in a lack of rest.
若然我们不能够将我们的生命摆在神耶稣基督的时候，神的当中的时候，我们很多时候会是不明白。
That might be the reason why you're so anxious and so worried today.
原来这样的时候，你人生命当中会充满着这个忧虑。
You know, the famous Christian of the past generation, her name was Elizabeth Elliot. She's written many books and given many testimonies, and there's even a documentary of Jim Elliot and herself and the team that went to the Amazon jungles to witness for Christ.
入面讲到话当中，有一个出名嘅，其实一个宣教士，佢伊丽莎白以来，咁啊，佢点样去喺呢个嘅亚马逊嘅地方去传教宣教
？And sadly to say, as their plane landed in the Amazon jungle and they set up camp, the next day Jim and five other missionaries were killed.
佢哋咧一班人咧就去到个亚马逊嘅地方，部落去想做宣教，但系咧第二日咧佢丈夫 James 就死咗啦。
You see, Elizabeth, and other women in the team were left behind in the camp that morning.
所以第二日嘅早上就系话佢太太伊丽莎白同埋其他嘅女士，佢哋咧就留低咗喺呢个地方。
But the five other missionaries went out to try to meet the tribes that they were trying to reach to give them the gospel good news.
就话佢丈夫同埋其他嘅宣教士一齐嘅就入呢个亚马逊嘅呢个部落嘅当中，谂住准备就同呢班嘅亚马逊部落嘅原始人就点样去宣教。
And the night prior to Jim's death, the mission team sang a hymn.
就话喺个发生呢样嘢之前嗰晚。
And the hymn was entitled "We Rest on Thee." Our shield and our defender.
就话佢哋一起去唱诗，就唱诗，就话神嘅点样去喺我哋嘅生命当中系俾佢哋成为一个盾牌。
But the very next day, the five missionaries were speared to death.
但喺第二日，当佢哋呢班嘅宣教士入到呢个部落当中，佢哋就被杀死。
They were speared to death for obeying the Lord and going and to witnessing to the tribal natives. In the Amazon jungle,
佢哋去遵守神嘅诫命，佢哋去当时当地嘅当中去宣教，但系反而嘅佢哋俾当地嘅人去杀死咗。
So what does that do for your faith?
咁同我哋人生当中嘅信心有咩嘅影响咧
？Well, a faith if it's disintegrating is a faith that's not resting in God and God's wisdom. It's resting in your agenda.
我哋人生入边当中系咪话将我哋嘅信心摆喺我哋自己度咧
？Because Elizabeth Elliot has testified, even though her heart was broken because her husband died, she said, "The Lord knows better."
佢话讲到话，虽然我知道我丈夫系被杀死，但我知道我哋系将我哋嘅生命、我哋嘅信心系摆喺神当中。
Because Elizabeth Elliot has testified, she's not resting in her agenda; she's resting in God's agenda.
佢当中入边所讲嘅说话，佢讲到话，我嘅人生嘅生命当中，我嘅信心系摆喺神度，唔系摆我自己度。
And God is God, He's God. We're not God. He's the one who's worthy of worship.
神就系神，我唔系神，我需要将我嘅生命摆喺神嘅当中。
And people like Elizabeth Elliot and other Christians know that their rest is found in Him.
我哋若然去认识呢个嘅宣教士伊丽莎白以来咧。佢知道就话佢哋嘅信心系摆喺神嘅当中。
We don't know what God is up to. Why is there a war in Ukraine? Why is there a lingering pandemic?
我哋人生当中，我哋唔明白啊，点解会有咁嘅事发生？点解呢个苏联同埋乌克兰会有个战争？我哋唔明白点解有呢个嘅疫情
？None of us can answer that question, right?
冇人能够去解答呢个问题，点解？
But if God were small enough to be understood, He wouldn't be big enough to be worshipped.
但其实好多时我哋去睇就话，我哋需要去感谢神。
And if God is that big, he's big enough to have plans you can't understand.
我们是很细小的，但神是伟大的，我们不能够明白神的有时的计划。
But you can find rest in him.
我们不能够完全明白神的计划，但是我们能够的，我们将我们的生命是摆在神的当中。
And as we've been learning over the last couple of weeks, Romans 8, you pray to God the Father, take that discipline on. You do that regularly.
就话我哋需要嘅去向神去祈祷，我哋将我哋生命系摆喺神嘅当中，我哋需要去祈求。
And secondly, you rest in the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Himself.
我将我哋嘅生命摆喺个呢个万王之王、万主之主嘅当中。
And finally, you consider the glory.
让我哋先至能够去睇到神呢个荣耀。
That's found in verse 18, but unfortunately, there's no good way to translate.Verse 18.
所以呢，我哋睇第十八个字嘅时候，我哋睇唔到。有时我哋睇唔同嘅章节，睇唔到点系最好嘅方法去翻译呢句嘅说话。
In the New International Version, verse 18 says, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us."
正面讲就话，我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
You know, I'm so old that when I was young, I learned that in the King James Version, the old King James Version.
咁我当系睇呢个列王圣经嘅时候去讲解呢句说话。
And if you're around my age and you've done that too, you know it's confusing because the old King James Version says, I reckon that our present sufferings are not worthy to be compared.
里面当中话去数算。他人生当中受苦。
You see, what does that mean? I reckon it doesn't mean listen.
当中所讲的不是说只是去听去看，而是说去数算。
No, the old sense of that English word reckon is what? To count. To write. To count.
里面当中讲话我们人生里面我要去数算，数算什么呢？
Or to calculate.
他就说要数算。
So Paul saying, add it up. Do the math.
保罗就说我们要去看我们人生命当中去看。
I've done the math. I counted it up. The more I add up the glory that my suffering is going to lead to, the easier it is for me to face anything that God sends my way.
就保罗所讲的说话就是说我越是把我的苦楚苦难带来的荣耀加起来。就更加容易去面对人生给我的一切。
But God doesn't just leave us by ourselves to calculate. He gives us the down payment, as I mentioned last time. The down payment you have already. The down payment from God, of God's glory.
但神不会只是单单就这样告诉我们，其实神已经给到开始我们有这个祝福。
Because Paul makes absolutely clear in our text that the Spirit of God is bearing witness.To your spirit, if you're a Christian, he's bearing witness to your spirit.
保罗已经讲就话，既然我哋系基督徒嘅，神嘅圣灵已经系见证咗我哋当中嘅灵。
And he's not saying that our spirit and God's spirit are two separate, independent witnesses.
唔系讲到话神嘅圣灵同我人生里面当中嘅圣灵系有两个唔同嘅灵。
No, through one we receive the witness of the other.
系一个同一个灵。
The spirit of God proves himself by infusing.God's love into your being. He pours it in.
神的圣灵就是说将他的爱在灌在我们的生命当中。
And God the Spirit is radiating the God, to God the Father.
神的圣灵在绕灌我，将他的爱绕灌在我们的当中的生命当中，让我们见到这个父。
He's radiating this love into your heart.
他将这个爱给到我们当中。
And he's revealing the inner child that lives and that cries out.I can't help but cry out, Abba, Father.
就好似一个 BB 咁样，佢会见到呢个佢爱佢嘅父亲，会叫佢一个父亲阿爸父。
That special word that a child cries out because they know their parent loves them.
或者好似一个 BB 仔，佢会呼叫俾佢叫佢哋嘅父母，因为呢个 BB 知道呢个父母系爱佢哋。
And our spirit or conscience receives this love and provides us with a joyful proof of God's favor upon us.
这个灵，这个我们的人生命的良知，我们去接受了这个爱，让我们知道
In fact, what Paul is saying, this love of God that is feels so strong and living, you cannot doubt its reality.
And
this is what assures you, the Christian, that you are God's child.
And
that will enable you to endure the present suffering.
Because you've
added it up. You counted things. You added up the glory that you calculated it. And that has enabled you to be long-suffering because you know what eternity, when eternity comes, what's coming to you. Now, I mentioned last time about the Buddhist and the karmic approach to suffering, which is quite different in what these resources say.
我上个礼拜睇到就话佛经点样去面对人生当中嘅苦楚。
And I also mentioned about the Greek Stoic approach, which again is not in line with the Word of God either.
也都上个礼拜睇到就话呢个嘅希腊嘅人点样一个苦行嘅方法，亦都点样去面对人生嘅苦楚。
But as you engage our secular culture, which you're called to do, by the way, you're called to proclaim the Christ, right? And people have a secular culture. Your neighbors have secular culture, right?
我们作为基督徒的，我们被呼召，我们是应该将神的福音去带到给人，但这个世界上世俗的生命，世俗这个文化，怎么样去面对呢？
Sadly to say, secular anthropologists today say that of all the cultures in the history of humanity and in the present, the one culture that gives its members the least resources to face suffering is modern Western culture.
其实当我们去看的时候，这个世俗，现今这个世俗的这个世代，这个文化，其实是最不适去怎么样去面对人生里面当中的问题。
And these secular anthropologists state the reason is very simple.
人学家去看，其实为什么呢？说这个意思。
Anthropologists say Christianity, Buddhism, karma, reincarnation, the Greeks, the Romans, everybody else in the world believes in something beyond this life.
人学家去看就说，无论是哪一种宗教，譬如说基督教、佛教，其他的东西，都说会有一些事会超越人生的生命的事会发生。
Everyone believes that except secular Western culture.
很多不同的宗教都会相信这件事会发生。 但唯有就是说这个世俗现今西方的文化就反而是相反。
Because the secular culture says, no, there's really nothing beyond what you see.
现今世俗的文化就觉得人生死后就如灯灭，就没有了。
So you better live it up now. All your happiness, says the secular Western culture, has to be rooted in something right here, right now.
所以人生死了就什么都没有了，所以现今如果可以享乐就享乐了。
So that means if suffering comes along and takes away your happiness right now, there's no remedy, no consolation at all.
所以我们需要有时间就应该享乐。
And that's why secular Western people in the United States and most other westernized nations avoid pain at all costs.
所以现今的世代，世俗的文化，西方的文化就觉得我们应该尽量的去避免人生当中有一个苦楚，有一个的问题。
I know recently the United States has taken a hit as far as standard of living, but it's still probably the best still in the world.
我们美国当中，虽然有现在政治的动荡， 但是在美国的生活仍然都是比起其他国家仍然都是最好的。
And the experts today tell us that the land you're living in right now has a greater comfort level than any other civilization ever in the world.
很多人都说，在现今美国的社会当中，其实比起其他很多不同的国家，比起以前已经是最好。
Yet secular Western culture seems far less equipped to handle any kind of suffering that's brought your way.
喺世俗嘅文化度讲到就话西方嘅文化系点样去面对人生嘅问题。
And here's why secularism says enjoy life for this is all there is.
点解世俗文化讲就话我哋应该系现今尽量嘅喜乐咧
？Because in the end, everything you enjoy is going to be taken, stripped away from you.
话喺最后人生嘅当中，所有嘅嘢都会系消灭。
Everyone you love is going to be taken from you.
我人生最后嘅你所爱嘅人，最后都系冇噶啦。
Everything you're going to be, you're going to be everything.Is going to be taken from you.
你所拥有嘅嘢，最后嘅都会系冇嘅。
So in the future, everything you're enjoying right now is going to be stripped away.
所以话你现今所享乐嘅，你想要嘅嘢，你想有嘅嘢，最后嘅都系冇嘅。
So you better live it up now.
所以咧，若然最后都系冇嘅，反而所以话现今而家可以享受嘅就去享受。
And that's why you shouldn't think about any of the sorrow stuff.
所以就话唔好去嘥时间去伤心。
Just sweep it under the rug.
他说将伤心去摆低。
In fact, that's basically how a secular person has to deal with suffering. Just sweep it under the rug.
这个就是现今世代的人怎样去面对人生的苦楚伤痛。
And go find something that make you happy now.
所以若然你生命当中有不开心的时候，找些开心的东西去盖住不开心的东西。
That's why happy hour is so popular.
所以为什么有酒吧有一个开心时间？
Have a couple of drinks. That'll take care of it.
不开心的去喝两杯就可以了。
Or go shopping. We have online shopping now. Just shop, shop, shop.
不开心的去买东西，不去铺头买的，上网买就可
以。Do the things that bring you enjoyment because don't think. Don't think really hard about what life is really about.
就不要去想究竟人生是为什么这样呢？不要去想这些东西。
Because in the end, it's all gone.Taken from you.
最后的这些都是没有的。
And as you'll see on slide 10, that's the secular approach to peace. That's, don't think too much. Don't think too much about the future.
所以现今世代的世俗文化就说不要想那么多未来的东西。
But as you see on slide 10, the contrast to that is the Christian approach. The Christian approach to peace is think as much as you possibly can about the future.
但反而基督徒嘅系相反去睇，就话我哋作为基督徒嘅，我需要去睇我哋嘅将来。
You see the contrast？
大家睇唔睇到个分别咧
？Secular approaches don't think too much about the future, just enjoy life now。
现今世代嘅世俗文化就话俾你知，唔好睇将来，我哋现今嘅去享乐就去享乐。
But the Christian worldview says if you're lacking peace right now, you're not thinking enough. You're not thinking enough about your future。
但若然反而我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋就相反就话我哋需要去睇我哋嘅将来，先能够懂得点样去活今天嘅生活。
Because if Jesus really raises the dead and was raised from the dead, and you believe in him, he is the Lord of the universe and your Father.
所以话，若然你系相信耶稣基督系死而复活嘅，系成为你嘅主嘅时候，你相信嘅主耶稣基督系会再回来。
And if that is so, that means your bad things will.At the end, turn out for good.
原来相信这些时候，我人生当中入边发生入边嘅苦楚，最终最后耶稣基督回来嘅时候，会变成一个好。
Because those good things can never be taken from you.
所有嘅好嘅事，最终嘅系唔会喺你生命当中去攞走。
Never.
神话唔会。
And the best things are yet to come.
而在最终最后的反而还有更加好的事会有发生。
You see, you have to think about what the truth is, about the glory of God, and calculate that, and let it overwhelm you.
所以我们需要去明白神给我们当中 的祝福这个荣耀，我们去数算。
But it's hard for us to do that because we're bombarded by the culture around us.That says otherwise.
我哋好难去做到，点解？因为好容易嘅系俾其他呢个世俗嘅文化去影响我哋生命。
Right? Secular culture says don't think too much about sorrow. Just go for the gusto now.
呢个世俗文化俾我哋知，唔好谂咁多现今嘅伤痛。你想做乜嘅就去做。
But that advice won't help you in dealing with suffering, which will come your way eventually.
但以世俗的方法不能够真正去帮助你怎样面对人生的问题。
But Christianity equips you and empowers you to sit even in the midst of sorrow, thinking about the coming joys. It will enable you to face anything.
但我作为基督徒的，我需要明白，人生当中里边是有苦楚，是会有一个伤痛的时间。但是最终最后的，我若然相信主耶稣基督的时候，最终是会有好的回报，神的是会祝福我们。
You know, some, Christian scholars have credited Teresa of Avila in saying this, and they're not quite sure.
有一个圣经的文学家是这么说。
The first hug and kiss from God in heaven will make all your miserable life look like one night in a bad hotel.
他比如一个说，若然神一个的拥抱或者神一个的爱给你的当中的时候，就算在个人生当中会有发生不好的事的当中，会好像我们只是过一晚在个不好的酒店里面。
In other words, the scriptures talk about the beatific vision, seeing God face to face and living, able to live, seeing God face to face.
我们会是最终的会是去面对神。
And you'll be so amazed and marveled at that beauty that you will say, that is what I want. That's what I want. I want that.
当我们真正去明白的时候，我们会反而去追求，我很想得到神给我这个荣耀。
And that will outweigh anything bad that's happening.
原来真的看一个时候，你不会再去着重看着人生的苦楚。
But you have to consider, as Romans 8 says, calculate what the glory is.
所以就好像这个罗马书第八章所讲，就话我们需要去数算神给我们的祝福。
And you have to remember the man of sorrows, Jesus himself, who came to renew His creation.
就是耶稣基督的是会去再回来去审判给我们有新天新地。
He enters into your sorrows so that they would enhance your joy and glory.
去入到我们人生的当中，使到我们人生的当中里面有一个快乐。
You know, we're in the midst of the season of Lent, if you're not aware of that. And it's a time of year where Christians reconsider what the purpose of their living is.
其实这个时间是这个的圣经当中的四旬节，就讲到说我们应该需要去想下我们人生的当中是应该怎样的呢？
Are you doing that? Are you calculating the cost? Why are you alive?
我们有没有看我们的生命，为什么我们能够继续去活着呢？
Is it really about you and your self-actualization?
是不是真的我自己能够帮助到自己呢？
Or did Jesus come to redeem, restore, and make all things new, including you?
你反而其实是耶稣基督，是会再一次的回到这个世上，会帮助我们有一个新天新地。
You see, his death, resurrection, and ascension leads to his coming again. And he will come again to judge the world.
耶稣基督他的死亡，他的复活，他的来到，就是会再一次来到去审判这个世界。
And he will make all things new and make everything right.
他会再回来的时候，将所有的不好的事、错的事会纠正。
And he's given his life for that to happen so that you can enter into his joy.
他会再来一次，再回来，给我们一个新天新地，好叫我们相信他的人能够入到他里面当中。
And so in a moment, when we come to the table of the Lord, would you...Consider that. Would you reflect on that? Would you do the calculating of the glory to come?
应该去领一个圣餐的时候，让我们去看我们回应我们今日的我们今天的生命，我们怎样去得到主恩爱。
Because you can, because you have the down payment. The down payment is the Spirit that witnesses to your Spirit even now.
神已经给到我们的祝福，神已经给到我们的圣灵，给我们去证明了。
So if you truly have a new heart,God has truly converted you, that you're truly born again, you will know that He loves you.
如果你是真正去相信主耶稣基督的，你真正是有改变的时候，你会真正的才能够去明白神给你当中的爱。
And you won't be able to hold back praise and adoration and a desire to see Him face to face.
所以你会系好开心嘅，你会期望嘅，会再一次去见到耶稣。
Father, we thank you for your word, and we do ask that you would seal these truths into our hearts.
主，我哋今天早上我哋感谢你，让你哋嘅话语去关喺我哋嘅心板上面。
We know, Lord, that for many, suffering is ever so real.
我哋睇到就人生当中入边系有好多嘅苦楚。
And Lord, we know it's a difficult time to be living in this mixed up world.
在现今的世代，这个很多的问题当中，我们好像很困难的去过的生活。
And so, comfort us with these resources that you revealed to us in Romans chapter 8.
所以让我们去明白这个罗马书第八章所讲的说话。
So that we can honor you and show the world that the risen Christ lives in us.
让我们去明白就是说有主耶稣基督在活在我们的生命当中。
Oh Lord, as we come to the table of the Lord, please help us to reflect on that.
所以当我们去来到这个圣餐前面，让我们去回应你所说对我们讲的说话。
And help us this Lenten season to consider why, what is our purpose for living.
所以让我们用这个时间就去回应，我们去回醒，我们去看我们的生命，究竟我们活着。
And so we ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。